finished the Mishnayos of Ezu Makom and Shosvachim to explain why we're saying it. If you want to just run through it quickly, just so that as you, because this is the most important part of the pre Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis, the David section of the Siddur. It's page 50. Right, so we start with the holiest of the korbanos. That's the kodshei kodoshim, right? All the kodshim are divided into two: kodshei kodoshim and kodshim kalim. Right, and some of them are menachos, some of them are zvachim. A mincha is a non shechita korban. A zevach is a shechita korban. Got it? So the kodshei kodoshim. So maybe we should have a picture. So it's just a paradigm of the Mizbeach. Okay, let's say this is the Mizbeach, right? And there's a ramp that goes up to the Mizbeach. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is where the Beis HaMikdash itself is. Right? This perek is written not for the Mishkan, it's written for the Beis HaMikdash. Nonetheless, it uses terminologies, as you'll see very soon, that are Mishkan terminologies. It's a famous kasha the Gemara asks. Why are we talking about curtains when in the Beis HaMikdash? These were not curtains. These were huge walls and pillars, right? And it was much bigger than the Mishkan. So we'll get to that. We'll get to it. All right, so Kodesh Kodeshim Shechita Sama Tzafon. This is the north, okay? Does this look like a picture? This is with the big horns here. And right? So this is the north. This is where they had these little hooks in the ground where they would slip in the animal's neck and they do the Shechita.
Did you see when Google Maps took... For a second, they did Har HaBayit and they turned it into the Beit HaMikdash, and it was a three dimension. That happened like a month ago or two.
No, I haven't seen.
So they flipped some. I don't know who did it, but they programmed into Google Maps like the Beit HaMikdash and had this and this and the hooks. And it was really nice. And the Kohen Gadol with this everything. Wow. I wonder if they still.
Again,
have
we should
it.
Try to get a picture of that. We'll work with that.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so in here is the place where you wash. Pior is here. Okay. Right, here's an open area where, and then here are the 15 steps leading into what's called Shar Nikano, where the Levium and Kohanim sang and the trumpets. Right, these are the famous 15 steps to Shir HaMalos.
Mm-hmm.
Right, here there are 12 steps, and here the steps are around. Right, it's 12 steps going into what's called the Beis HaMikdash.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, so the Tzafon is here, Shechita Samba Tzafon, but Parvus Ta'ir Shiyom HaKippurim, those are the two holiest sacrifices of the year. The Seir that got the Lashem, the other Seir goes out to the desert, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the Par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, right? So Shechita Samba Tzafon, of course, the Shechita is going to be here in the north. The Kibul Daman, and the main Avoda is the Kabbalah Sadam and the Holocha, bringing it to where it needs to go, and the sprinkling on the Mizbeach. Now, in this particular case, this is such a holy Karban that the sprinkling is not going to be here on this place. The sprinkling is very rare, is going in here. You got it? It's going into the base. Blood hardly ever goes into the base of Mikdash. It's a very special kind of Karban. Right? Okay, so Parvus Yerushim HaKippurim Shechita Sam Batzafon Kibul Daman B'chil Shareis Batzafon. You have to get receive the blood that spurts out from the Shechita. V'damon ta'un hazoya al bein habadim. Wow. The blood needs sprinkling. What's bein habadim? Right? So here the Beis HaMikdash has three areas. This is called the ulam, outside area. This is the heichal, where most of the stuff is. You have the shulchan. And then here and you have the menorah. The menorah is here, the shulchan's here. And there's a mizbeach that mostly is used for ketores.
Mm-hmm.
But as you'll see, sometimes blood goes on it too. Now in the back is the Kodesh Kodashim, right? So in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a huge curtain. Right? According to Bais Sheni, apparently there were two curtains. Right? There's one curtain like this, and you have to go, Kohen Gadol goes in like this, and goes all the way there, and then he has to go all the way around to make it a long trip to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh Kodashim. It shouldn't just be, oh, I'll go in the Beis Kodesh Kodashim. You have to really take a trip around. So, I'm sure you've seen pictures of this. So, in the Kodesh Kodashim was just one thing, just the Aron with the wings spread out. Okay. In the second Beis HaMikdash, that Aron wasn't there. The second Beis HaMikdash, the room was totally empty.
Were the poles facing going this way or this way?
Both poles were facing this way and actually bumping into the curtain.
Bumping into the curtain.
Famous, you know, Rashi.
So how would he go? Did he have to go underneath the poles to go to the other side? I've always wondered about this. Because if he comes into the curtain, whichever way he enters, the room is cut off halfway from the poles sticking out into the curtain.
Well,
does he have to dip below them?
The curtain was... There was one amma between this curtain and that curtain.
Okay.
It just stuck just very, very little into the curtains. And he walked this way, right?
But then if he wants
then to... Then when he gets into the room...
If he wants to go the other side of the room, he has to go underneath the poles... Or back out.
Right. Or there's in the back there, there's room.
The poles don't go all the way into the back wall?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Now, I must tell you that if you just take out there's a lot of different opinions about how they were, how the wings spread out in the Mishkan. So there's actually, there's a picture that Rashi drew that makes its way into a Gemara. If you want to take a look, if you have a chance to look at Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Tess. There's a picture that Rashi, now they print it, but that where it's actually this way.
Diagonal.
Yeah. All right, but whatever it is, this is what Ben Abadim means. The Badim are the staves. So Ben Abadim means between the wings. It actually sprinkles blood onto the, and it ends up on the kaporas.
How would they clean that up?
They didn't.
They didn't.
They just
build up.
Yeah. The blood on the next thing is also, the Gemara says that so much of it accumulated over the years, right? That when Titus stabbed it, it bled. Remember, you hear that Gemara again? Okay, so v'damanton hazoya albein abadim va'ala paroches. So that's the curtain between the Kodesh Kodashim and
Titus stabbed
other
side.
That's what Gemara says.
Was metal? Gold?
No,
the curtain. The
curtain is fabric. Okay, so that's on the paroches. So three places: the badim, bein abadim, on the paroches itself, and then al mizbach hazahar. Remember, there's a gold mizbeach in the heichal that's usually used for ketores every day, but on Yom Kippur it's also used to put the blood on the four corners. Right. Matana achas mehen me'akaves. It means that if he misses any one of these, right, on the parochas, it's achas v'shtayim, right? So if he misses any of those, the whole thing is shot. Achas mehen me'akaves means that he has to do all four on the mizbeach, he has to do all between the badim, he has to do on the parochas. Sharei hadam, whatever blood is left that accumulated in that kli shareis, right, after he finishes all these sprinklings, now on this is square. This is not just a size, but right here there is something called the Yisod Hamizbeach. It comes one amma here, all across here, and just one amma here. So really. All four sides have a little bit of yisod. This side has an amma there. This side has an amma here. Mm-hmm. And these two sides are fully amma. Okay? Right? So, just as you turn here, this yisod that's going here has two holes. Sometimes you put the blood in this one, which is called the yisod dromi. Sometimes you put the blood in that one, which is called yisod maravi. It depends where he's coming from.
Were these just holes to flush out the
blood? It was like
blood?
It goes into Nachal Kidron. There's a pipe that goes right into Nachal Kidron.
Mm-hmm.
And in some of the Mishnahs, if you listen carefully, you say this every day, right? No? This is really supposed to say this whole list of Mishnahs every day. The Mordechai says to say it every day for two reasons. One, it lists every korban
from where to where.
Just Ezu Makoman until Habachor, Zeit Mishnayos.
Okay.
Because it's the only parak in all of Shas without a machlokas, and it's a good way to start out the avoda. It's every korban is mentioned there.
Mm.
Right? Especially if you know what it's saying, it really adds a lot of meaning, right? sometimes he's spilling the blood in a different hole, depending on where he's coming from. We learn from here, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. Just put it in the hole that's closer. If you're coming from here, you're going to put it here. If you're coming from here or down, there's some ramps here. I'm going to try to get you pictures of this. All right. So this is the Mizbeach HaChitzon, as opposed to Mizbeach HaPnimi, where he put the blood on, where the Torah is brought. But in Mono San Lo Ikev, if he didn't put the blood in one of those two holes, the Avodah is still done. Because getting rid of the blood is not part of the Avodah. Sprinkling the blood is part of the Avodah.
Mm-hmm.
Once the Avodah is done, comes afterwards, it's not Ma'akev. Okay?
The cleanup is not part of the Avodah.
So there are four parts of every korban: the shechita, kabbalah, collecting the blood, holacha, taking it where it has to go, and zrika, the sprinkling. The first can be done by a non-kohen; the other three must be done by a kohen.
Non-kohen can do shechita.
Yeah. All kinds of limudim in the Gemara for that. Yeah. The question is where. But Yisrael is not supposed to be, the non-kohen is not supposed to be here. The non-kohen can be
he can't be west of his bed.
So the Gemara asks, the Gemara says even a woman can do shechita. Now a woman cannot enter this whole area. So how does she do shechita? So he talks about using a long knife. You've heard that famous Gemara. Using like a 20-foot knife.
Who could lift that?